Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You look 16 tons. What are you doing? Yeah, another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Well, we here on BBS Radio think that we're much more than muscle and blood, and we are bringing you Vocal Profiling Live to help you realize and open up to who you are and what you are and find out what's real. This is Sherry Edwards. I am your host, and with me is tall, blonde Heather. Heather, how's your week been?
My weekend has been excellent, excellent. Busy, busy as always.
You've been working at Sound Health to get back to all those people, those zillions of people who've been calling us and emailing.
I think we're finally putting a dent in it all.
Well, for those of you who've written to us from BBS, we give you priority. You come first with us. So this is the show where we're going to talk about you. You call in and talk to our computer, and the computer spits out information about you, sometimes things that you didn't even know to ask. So tonight we're going to talk about sex and politics and health care. And what else is there?
You've got my attention, Sherry.
We're here to have fun. Well, mostly fun. Sometimes people call in with really bad stories, so we're going to talk about one of those. If we have time tonight, we've posted some new profiles for you. Heather, what are those?
Well, right now I've got a Jimmy Carter. He's speaking about the war in Iraq on Meet the Press. And that one I wasn't too surprised by. I think that was pretty much right on the dot, my perception of him anyways. So maybe we can read that a little bit later on in the show. I think we've got a Paris Hilton one that I'm working on right now. I haven't got a chance to read that through yet, but I think it probably, Sherry told me, it would surprise everybody.
We got a couple of Paris Hilton that we're going to use to demonstrate some stuff. I think Jimmy Carter was by request. Somebody had heard him and wanted to know if he seemed so sincere in what was going on and was that real. We have Michael Moore, and we're going to talk about that a bit and where he's coming from. And I think those are the four that we have for this week. They'll be posted on the front cover of BBS Radio, and it's in the second column down on the left, and it's under Vocal Impressions. We have a pretty good start there. We also wanted to put up some of the political candidates, but we don't have them all done, and we wanted to put them up all at once, so we'll be getting to that. Our legal department demands that we say something like, we're not medical, we don't diagnose or prescribe, and nobody that we work with diagnoses or prescribes, and we're going to deny all that anyway. You know, somebody asked us a couple of weeks ago, do we do readings, like hand readings? And I guess we really do vocal readings, but we're really allowing the computer to do it. And I think what happens is people are not really getting things that they don't already know about. They're just very, very surprised that the computer could pick that up from their voice. And a lot of people call us with medical issues. Sometimes we can do that. But we'd like you to stick to things that are issues that you're experiencing. Like one of them that we want to talk about is, how can I become more tolerant? What kind of job am I really good at? Why can't I get along with my husband? You know, things like that. We're using a computer program called InVoice, just the letter N, InVoice. And you can have that for your very own. If you don't want to talk to the radio people and have everybody know who you are, then you can get a copy of the program for your own and put it on your own computer and talk to it and about all the secret things you want answers to. You can call us. This is an audience participation show, 877-270-8714. Seth is there on the board taking care of us. Sometimes we don't know when you're coming in. We can't hear you coming in on the show. So just speak up when you come in, and maybe we'll say, wait a couple minutes until we finish a thought, or probably we'll just quit right in the middle. Canadian number is 888-861-3519, and another line you could use is 530-413-4513. You know, Heather on Late Night, it also says Skype at BBS Radio and Pal Talk at BBS Radio. Do you know anything about either of those, how to use them?
I know a little bit about both. They're both audio chat programs that is completely free. And all you need to do is go to Skype.com and sign up for an account. And the same thing, I believe, with Pal Talk. Works the same way.
So we should learn to use those. When people do that, do we have to monitor it on our computer?
I'm not really sure, Sherry. That's something I guess we should ask Seth about.
Okay. Well, where do you want to start tonight? Do you want to start with Jimmy Carter and some politics? You want to start with Paris Hilton?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with something fun. Tell me about Paris Hilton. I got to read part of one of the ones, but not the other. I got to read the one about the singing to Hugh Hefner.
That was a fun one. I had printed it out. I had it right here in front of me. Let me go down through here. This is online, and you can go online and put in Paris Hilton singing Happy Birthday to Hugh Hefner. And she's there kind of standing sideways with a microphone, long flowing blonde hair, and a bikini. She looks very good, but her voice print says she's scared and she doesn't want to do this at all. Her voice is very, very narrow. It just has F and F sharp, which is the two notes for male sexuality, by the way. So I was surprised it came out in her voice. I'd really like to compare what she did here with what Marilyn Monroe did for JFK. She has a little bit of G sharp, which says physical something or the other. Now, I'm going to read this to you, and then you read between the lines of what I'm trying to say, Heather.
Okay.
The voice is very narrow, indicating reluctance and or being uncomfortable. The notes of male sexuality are F and F sharp. These are the primary and nearly the only notes in the chart. The energy is open both on a humanitarian and physical level. I don't know what that means. There is a small indication that a physical activity was carried out for humanitarian reasons.
Well, maybe she did it because she, although she really didn't want to, maybe she kind of felt sorry for him and did that? Could that be?
That could be. Or maybe there could have been an obligation kind of thing going on. Or maybe she did it for a lark, but really saw it as something she didn't want to particularly do. I mean, the man's 80, right? And what is she, 24?
Yeah.
So maybe she was doing a physical activity for humanitarian reasons. I don't know if there was something more going on behind the scene, or if the Happy Birthday song was for the humanitarian reason. Don't know.
Well,
in all fairness...
Somewhere.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Sherry. I had read somewhere where she had made the statement that there is an iconic blonde in each generation, and she was her iconic blonde of this generation. So maybe she was doing it because Marilyn Monroe did it. She's comparing herself to her.
You think Madonna was that blonde and now Paris is taking over? Is she a real blonde?
I think so. Not positive on that, but I think so.
I don't know. She is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of people follow what's going on with her because of the drunk driving, probation, going to jail for 45 days, get out in 3 days, now the judge sent her back, been on the news. You know, you don't know what to believe about those kinds of things. So that's why we run these vocal prints, to see what's real. Now, in all fairness, we went out, actually, Heather went out and found another recording of her where we thought maybe she was a little more comfortable. She was talking to David Letterman about her album, which she really seemed to enjoy doing. But the evaluation of her singing Happy Birthday was not positive. But Letterman's sidekick said the album was very good and it was very sexy. So we took a vocal print. Where'd you find this, Heather?
Vocal print. YouTube.com.
Are you saying, oh, YouTube, okay.
YouTube.
You disappeared for a second. Well, this one is a little more open, a lot more notes in it, and it says, lots of energy to get things done in this chart, often with little planning. There's a lack of integration and coordination between self-approval and self-sabotage. So she may do things to please herself and, you know, hurt herself in the doing. Actions are taken based on self-approval. Words are often used physically to be demanding and not tempered with an open spirit. There is little evidence of a support belief system in this chart, but there is a commitment to spiritual belief. This is just one of the many dichotomies in the chart. That means thinking both ways at once. And that sometimes comes out in the chart, says, oh, you don't plan. Oh, yes, you do. And you'll see that same fight in yourself if it comes out in your printout. Physical self-approval is high in this chart. So what do you think?
I think she's more comfortable with herself on that level.
You know, there's definitely a lot of information and approval on D, which is self-approval, and then G-sharp, approval of what you get done. But she's young, very young. And I think there's a lot of attention going on there. Not a lot of hard knocks, although I really commend her mother and her statements about she's doing the right thing and they didn't try to cover it up or pretend it didn't happen or whatever. And I think that's a lot of what goes on in our government and our healthcare and entertainment and, you know, the cover-up kind of things that go on in entertainment is they fake fights and they fake changing husbands. And you never know what's real, even in the early days with Rock Hudson and those people, which people my age might remember it, but not you, Heather. You're a lot younger than I am. But they got married even though they were gay, and just
right.
to have an image.
Right.
And a lot of times people get married and don't tell anybody because of the image. And one of the images that I think has really gotten shafted during his pregnancy, listen to me, during his presidency with Jimmy Carter, I think he was one of the most integral presidents we ever had. And I think that's why he got ousted in one term. I didn't know a lot about him. I voted for him because he said he would bring out all of the information about outer space and would support the space program and anything that dealt with alien contact that he would bring out. And that was one of his campaign promises. And then he didn't do it.
So did he actually come through with that?
He didn't, and he wouldn't talk about it, which makes me think that there was really a lot of that going on, but he saw the detriment that it would be for the world in bringing it out. So I don't really know what's going on with that whole system of what's happening. I think that's one way the world would all pull together. You know, everybody's down here fighting, you know, Gulf War and Eastern War and this war and tribal war and political war and husband and wife wars. But I think if aliens came down here and threatened us in any way, I think we would all, we'd all pull together.
Yeah.
So maybe we ought to ask for him to just come down for a visit, or down or out or through. You know, I don't really believe in outer space beings. I believe in alternate dimensions. Just like you can move your hand really, really fast in front of your face, and you can't see one hand, you see pieces of many hands. And I got this idea when we were dealing with telephones. It used to be one wire, one voice, and now with fiber optics, there's a lot of voices carried on one wire, and I think there's a lot of other dimensions, people living right here, but just in different frequency patterns, and we just can't see them. I hear some talking in the background. Is that you, Heather, or do we have somebody on the line?
It's not me.
Okay, so just somebody in the background there, because I'm alone here. But I heard a woman speaking. Maybe it's one of those other dimensionals.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it's that other dimension coming through there.
Well,
Sherry, can I share about our free classes coming up?
Well, let me read Jimmy Carter first, and then that would be great to know about free classes so
people
could know how to do this for themselves. And we've posted Jimmy Carter's, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Power source of this chart is an inner strength born of a strong sense of self, ethics, and justice. That's what I would have thought about him, and that popped right out of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual support for this chart is physical. It is likely that he is physically active in a spiritual way. There is a transition from knowing how things should be to actually getting deeds done that satisfy the self-approval issues of this chart. This is a self-driven person who needs to do the right thing to satisfy an inner calling for truth and fairness. C sharp is the strongest note in the chart when you consider all five active octaves. An invoice graph can only show four octaves. This is a multitasking person who can think on many levels at once, but at the same time give complete attention to the task at hand. The sense of self-power is combined with a strong personal ideal of justice. This person will likely help once, but insist that people learn to help themselves. Playing emotional games is not part of this chart. Boy, and he laid it on the line when he was talking about Iraq, and it's not a good war, and we shouldn't be in it. And I'm sort of paraphrasing there, but he was not in favor of it. So I think that's pretty accurate. And Heather's talking about, you know, we're doing this with a computer program. Everybody can find this deep sense of self and who they really are. And we have classes that teach you to do this. And Heather, are those classes free?
Yeah, we have 1-hour demo classes. They can be taken online. We've just added classes in July. If they go to Nutrasounds.com, they can see the classes added. And our next one, we've got one coming up on the 14th from 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. And then we've got one on June the 27th, one on the 29th, and then several during the month of July. So I'm sure you can find a class in there that'll suit your schedule. We'd love for everybody to learn how to do this for themselves.
You said 6 to 7 Eastern. I thought you told me I had one like 9 at night or something.
You've got one tomorrow night. That's your 9 o'clock one aimed at the West Coast people.
Okay, and that one's at 9 o'clock Eastern?
That's why I didn't mention that. That's all filled up at this point, Sherry, although we've got one on July the 12th that starts at 9. So for all you West Coast people, that'll be 6 o'clock your time.
Well, one of the problems that people are having with coming onto these classes, they don't believe it when they say you need to do a trial run to see if your computer's compatible. Then we get in the middle of class or at the beginning of class and everybody's calling here, oh, my computer won't work, and they really do need to do that trial run and call the tech people. And do they just need to get an email to you to get on that class?
Exactly. If they email me at heather@vocalprofiling.com and tell me which class they want to join, and include your name, address, and phone number, I'll be sure to include you. If it's all filled up, we'll squeeze you in another class. But we'd love to get as many people in as we possibly can. A great time. It's a fun class.
We get a lot of positive feedback on the class and what happens in it. We actually teach you how to use four different computer programs in an hour. They're very simple. One is on nutrition, and we usually call somebody from the attendees, and we have them talk to us on the line, just like people do here. And instead of just giving you the printout, we teach you how to do it. We teach you to fish to do this on their own. We see this vocal profiling as an option to what's going on with our healthcare system. People are ready. People are starved for something new. They're tired of playing the government shuffle game. They're tired of the pharmacy people selling them niacin as a anti-cholesterol for 1,000 times more than it costs them. They're tired of HMOs and insurance companies dictating what doctor they can go to, what lab they can go to. In our little community, and it is a small community, our insurance company here that we had demanded that we drive to Columbus, which is like 90 miles away, just to get to the outskirts of town, go into their lab, have the lab test done, and then the results would be sent someplace else to another doctor, maybe in Cincinnati. So we're driving this great big triangle 3 and 4 hours at a time so they can get full profit from all the lab tests and everything else going on. And we're just tired of it. The people are tired of it. I give you an example. I had a copay insurance, and I take some thyroid medication, and it was $54, the medication, and my copay was $27. Well, when I got out someplace and had forgotten the medication, and I went to a local pharmacy, just had my doctor call it in and just paid for it, it was $7. $7. So they were even making $20 on my copay. I think that's outrageous.
That's ridiculous.
And we just need to have an option to this. And if somebody can take a microphone and look at what nutrients they need and predict what nutrients they're going to need down the line and look at what disease that might produce, and look at their psychology. They've got a fight with their husband, and so they're talking about, and they can see where the stress is and how it's causing cortisol to do this or depleting their potassium. And they can see all that before it starts to manifest in the body. And then they can jump to the muscle program and see what muscle is in stress and how this muscle might throw out their back or this muscle might be stressed on their kidney. This is a way for us to have dominion over our own health. And that first course and looking at that. There's a caller on line two. Okay.
Right.
Let's remember where we left off. Okay. Caller, do you just want to ask a question? You want to have your voice done?
Yeah, I already had my voice done.
Is this Nathan?
Yeah, it's Nate. Yeah, how you doing?
We recognized your voice.
Yeah, well, people do that with me. They know exactly who I am when I call.
Well, what's up? What'd you call to talk to us about?
You know what? I don't know if it was you or someone else that I was reading about that says that we have a fundamental tone or a note or something.
We do. Do you want yours? You want to know what yours is?
Yes, that. Yeah, that's what I would like. And
okay, well, just talk to me and I'll do it for you. I'm going to listen, but I'm going to get my voice away from the phone. This is how all this whole thing started. We'll talk about that in a minute. Talk to me then. Just keep talking and you'll hear a weird noise in the background.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to know my voice note. I just want to know why my personality is the way it is. And
okay, that weird noise was me. I'm hearing is your otoacoustic emission. So I'm just going to call it Nathan 1. And file it in the computer. This is one of the things that we teach people when we do class. So then I'm going to open another computer program called Abacus, and that's a computer program that we invented, and I need to find it on my board, because finding a soul note is very different from doing a vocal print. It's called a soul note. It's called a signature sound. A lot of times it'll match your birthday or a parent. And this is one of the more sophisticated programs that we use. There's Nathan 1. I'm going to pop it in the machine here. And there is a fundamental. Let me read it. And then I'm going to go over to another computer program that tells me what that note is. So I'm opening that. How did you become fascinated with this kind of thing, Nathan?
Because I'm always like when you read me last week, I always like spiritual stuff. And since I'm a singer, I'm interested in note. I'm really interested in because I love the D note and I love the A note for some reason. I don't know why. But
well,
I do. I like.
Let me see what
I
this note is that came up. 25. This is a G sharp, just on the edge of A here. For you. The A note is Capricorn, and it deals with eyes and planning, a need to make sure everybody's all right. Capricorns have a really unusual sense of cadence and time. Your particular note has two issues going along with it. The lens of the eye, for one thing. Do you have any issues with the lens of your eye?
Not that I know of.
Okay, the other muscle dealing with it is the thigh, the outside portion of the thigh.
I do have some kind of, I don't know what you call those things. They're not like cancerous, but they're there. I got that growing out on my right thigh.
Something growing on your right thigh?
Uh-huh. Well, the doctors and everything say it's nothing to worry about.
That's
some lymphatic stuff.
G-sharp is a Sagittarius, so you love Capricorn, so you're somebody who wants to seek beyond where you are. So you're all the time growing and wanting to improve yourself. Capricorn, see, eyes, they like to manage things. They have the ability to look at people and their lives and manage them very well for the benefit of others, if they can get people to listen. I was trying to look at the opposite side of that. It deals with hydrochloric acid. Are you having any stomach issues?
Yeah, I have that all the time. A lot of stomach issues. I had it all my life.
Oh, well, that could be what's going on. You can get hydrochloric acid at your health food store.
Okay.
Take it. Usually they'll mix it with papain. But there is a way that you can use this kind of thing without me, without anybody, just listening very, very quiet to the sound inside your own ears. And that's the sound that you carry with you all the time. When's your birthday, Nathan?
My birthday is on March the 23rd. March 23rd.
Okay, well, I want to see how this relates to your chart here a second. March is the note of B. Oh, you are very, very influenced by what other people think of you. People who are Geminis, you have trouble with because they they aren't stable enough for you.
I got to tell you this. I had a Gemini friend, and my cousin is Gemini, and they all rely on me. They all rely on me a lot.
Yeah, because you're the stable person.
Yeah.
Mostly Geminis and Sagittarius will give you trouble. Looking at this. Let me look at your birth, your actual birth note, because we have this computer program that we can put in your birth note. What did you say it was, March what?
March 23rd.
March 23rd. So you're not a Pisces. You're a...
On the astrology, they say it could be a Pisces and an Aries.
Yeah, depending on the... Yeah.
The
okay, according to your birthday, your issue today, and we can progress your chart, your issue today is vitamin A and adrenals. Your adrenals are... overworking a bit. So let me see what your birth note is. I love this astrology stuff. You know, I didn't believe this in the beginning. I was a secretary that was very, very interested in astrology, and she brought this to me and said, Sherry, look at this. And I was like, get out of my face.
I didn't like it at first, but I like astrology too.
Well, right. Now we've proved it astrologically that it matches up with your voice. Okay, one of the things it says here is you have a natural issue with your wrist that you were born with, and the other is glucosamine. Do you have arthritis in your family?
It runs. It's not. My uncles and aunts have it, and my mom has it.
Oh. Well, it looks like it starts with a tendency in the wrist in your case, so that's one of the things you could watch. I love this computer program because you can look from the day you were born, and you can look at any date that you want and look back and see what happens. And you can look at today and see how your frequencies are related to today. All these frequencies come from outer space, the sunspots, the pull of the moon, and they've been following it and looking at the patterns. I've been writing some frequency reports. For those of you who don't know, on BBS Radio, they have something called Question the Experts. And people writing questions, and one of the things I've been doing is these frequency reports for the day and what might be at issue. You know, if your thighs are going to be at issue, then let's not go snowboarding on that day.
No, you don't
want to
do that.
Well, this all this is about your signature sound, about how the planets were aligned the day you were conceived, not born, conceived. And how the frequencies came to come to the Earth in a very cyclical kind of manner, every 24 hours, every 30 days or so, the moon cycles, and then the Earth cycle, the year cycle. And they're very predictable, and they've been following them for decades. And they have to be affecting us. Look at how sunspots affect us, and the darker the moon, or even the light of the moon. The darker the moon, I am tremendously psychic and open to the point where I can just pick sentences out of people's heads. And it's not easy for me because I have to shut down a lot of the times because I just can't stand to have all of those radio stations going on at the same time because I can't separate them. And I think there's going to be a time when we know what frequencies to watch out for on what day and what our vulnerabilities are going to be. We need to do a calendar like that, Heather, and have it available.
Really,
and what nutrients are sensitive on this day. We might be doing a study and be able to look at your chart and what's sensitive for the day and maybe predict a heart attack or something, or when somebody's going to be more vulnerable to papilloma, or was the best time to quit smoking and things like that. Well, you just engaged us in all kinds of thoughts here of things that we could do.
Yeah,
did we
answer
your question?
About stuff. Yeah. But you said my soul note is a G sharp?
B, as in boy. Your soul note is
B.
But right now, your soul note is a G sharp, which means that you've either regressed a bit to G sharp, because B is all about the crown chakra and service to humanity. And what I feel about you with your voice is that you have a very definite point in humanity, but to lead humanity, but you haven't been put in the circumstances where you've been allowed to take that role.
Yes.
So
and,
I don't know.
It's right, because like for like 10 years now, I have friends and everybody who's opened up spiritually tell me that.
Well, sometimes it's not easy on you because you don't get a life. And when people see other people who are very loving and very giving and very open and tolerant, sometimes in our society people see that as a weakness, and
yeah,
they try to take advantage.
Yeah,
and particularly,
that's why I was telling you about my cousin and my friend. They're doing it, and I have to. It's hard for me, but I have to step back and let them do what they do, and I have to do what I need to do too. And it's easier said than done.
At the same time, you've got to create your boundaries and say it stops here.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to keep taking and taking and taking. I grew up on a farm, and when people came to you and asked for something, it was like an obligation to provide that, because if they ask, it was a last resort, and they really needed help. And when I got out into the world, people asked me for something, and I would feel obligated to give it, even though I didn't want to give it. And people began to take advantage. Even my own sister, she came to my house, and I had a new couch and a love seat, and she wanted the love seat because I didn't need two couches. And she didn't speak to me for 2 years because I wouldn't give her that couch. But I had to draw the line someplace as to what was hers and what was mine and what I was entitled to for my work. You know, if I'm going to give her my couch, I'm just going to still be paying for it. But I didn't mind if she didn't speak to me. That's okay. Because I didn't want to be treated
that
way.
To manipulate you. They do that to manipulate you. That's what they do it for.
Well, I'm feeling that piece about you, that because you are a good soul, a good giving soul, people are manipulating you.
Yeah,
they see
they
how
are,
tolerant.
They have.
Yeah. We just need to find a way to make your boundaries.
Yeah. And I have another question for you. And
okay.
The note that you have in there, because you say, I think it was you who said it, because I be researching on the Internet. And you said something, I don't know if you went to England. Did you go to England?
I did.
And you say it has a note of A or something?
It does.
And it resonated with you?
Well, that's in London. Do you love London because it has a note of A?
I don't know. I know like New Jersey, like the East Coast I don't really like, but my family, my dad's side of the family is here.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of stay here for that, but I don't really like it that much here. I'm only here because of the family stuff.
It's too jittery inside for you to be there.
Yeah, it is. I can feel energy. I can't. I can feel it. I feel all tangled up.
Where do you feel comfortable?
I was in Utah, but that's too far away from my family, but it was more tolerant. I had more friends there. That was a little bit more, more grateful for the way that I am.
We're going to have to go back and look at your chart, Nathan. Did you get it that we sent last week, that we sent to you?
Yeah.
After the show? We're going to have to look at the frequencies and see if we can match you up with a place. I don't remember the name of it, but there is actually a system where they can match you up with a sound of a place. The guy's name is Michael. I can't pull it up right now. It means he does an astrology chart and sees where you ought to be based on your frequency. Michael Helius is his name. H-E-L-I-U-S, I think. You could probably look him up on the internet because he's kind of famous for doing this. And we'll see if we can. Do we have somebody else on the line? I'm hearing an echo here.
You know what? It's me because my radio is down. So.
Well, Nathan, we only have a few more minutes of the show left. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, on my voice print, because you see, I had a lot of D. It says it on the thing. Yeah, I had a lot of D. Now,
D is indecision or thinking two ways at once, having two primary goals, a lot of times two loves, just a duality and not knowing what to choose. But I'd have to go back and look at your chart. I don't have your chart here because we're doing this.
But it said I was connected to the higher realms. And,
say
and
that
you
again.
That I could be a medium.
Yes, you could. We did four or five. A medium or a preacher bringing in God's word or bringing in higher realm energy. Yes, you could be a conduit. You can be two things at once.
Yeah, because I can feel it. Because that's what I was. Those are the things that I was drawn to all my life. I didn't know why. And my other thing is I let that spirituality part, I let religion poison me against certain things. Especially
religion, to
young.
Me, is only our need to be structured. Everybody has an absolute connection to God and an absolute route. You don't have to go through organized religion or church or anything else. To me, God is sentientness. It's all thought in one pot, and we can all jump into it. We're going to have to move on, Nathan. Thank you for calling and checking
Thanks,
in with Eric. Us again.
Now, would y'all send that report that we did tonight on the thing, on the email?
There's not really a report on that. I was just looking at a computer program. I'll try to pull something together and do it for you. How's that?
Okay.
Let's give somebody else a chance to call in, Nathan. Thank you. Heather, I wanted to talk a little bit, too, about Michael Moore before we leave the air, because I think that's an incredible thing that's going on, his docu-movie about health, and he's inviting people to send in their health issues and how the health system has ruined them, not taking care of them, not fulfilled their promises. You know, tell us a little bit about the research that you did today on him.
Okay, well, Michael Moore, who is an awesome individual, very brave, I really admire what he's doing. He's got a new movie out called Sicko, based upon the American healthcare system and all, unfortunately, of its downfalls. A lot of it, I believe, is based upon the 911 rescue workers and what's going on with them and the lack of cooperation in the healthcare system. We're not helping these people who gave so much to help the American people. And it's just a shame. And why should we depend upon the big pharmaceutical companies to make our choices for us? We need to empower, you know, the average everyday citizen out there to make their own decisions. And that's what he's
empower.
Trying to do.
Empower. What a wonderful word. Didn't he take some of the people who were damaged through being in the service and take them to England to get them help because the American medical system failed them?
I've not seen the film, but I believe he did something like that, yeah.
Well, they were even going to bring him up on charges. You know, and one of the things I thought I would find in his vocal print is a lot of humanitarian issues when it dealt with spirit. I didn't find that. I found a lot of physical, let's get this done humanitarian kind of thing. There's just a tiny bit of self approval, self power stuff going on here. Most of his stuff is physical humanitarianism. And that's much like associated with Jimmy Carter, where it's for humanity, let's do something physical, you know, the home habitat homes that he helps build.
Mm-hmm.
But with Michael Moore, it is one of the most profound profiles I've ever read.
Really?
I'll just skip through pieces of it. You appreciate others who recognize your ability to be of service. You have high ideals and expect the same of others. It's important that spirituality be a part of life. You think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body. You are aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. You are a capable listener. Your highest note is associated with the expression of service to humanity and human spirit. Your feelings and desires to help others reside with your highest note. You are often haunted by thoughts of what you should have done. You may be caught once in a situation, but aren't often caught twice without a proper answer. You're often distressed by verbal arguments and loud talking. Now think about what he's taken on here. With all of that in his chart, he still had the courage to go on and do it anyway.
Yeah.
Being able to prioritize what needs to be done emotionally is not always easy. You sometimes help others to the detriment of yourself. Your emotions run strong and can influence your health. You seek guidance from many sources, both inside and out. You tend to express your ideas in terms of benefit to others. You hope for the best, which can sometimes lead you to statements of hope instead of statements of fact. Finding your emotional boundaries is an important aspect of getting what you want for yourself and others. I didn't find one negative statement in his entire chart. Those around you attempt to influence you through your emotions. When you think what has happened is unfair, your first thought is to make it right. You get impatient when others get in the way of your plans. I mean, think about that. Wouldn't you really like to be that kind of person and have that courage? He just walks like he has courage. And if you're going to take me down, I'm going to go down doing something for others. Just really a very positive thing. I would like to support him any way that I can. And one of the things that happens where we are and doing our research at Sound Health, you know, people get here and they don't have any hope. Or the doctor said, give it up. Nothing can be done. And we've done things here again and again and again that are not higher, but beyond normal medicine. We've regrown a kneecap and tissues and taken away cataracts and reattached lenses to an eye, and there's the evidence. And once we look at the evidence, and we know it's real, then we can start teaching it to other people and to have them find out the core of who they are, because it's really there. It just got masked by all these lies and power trips and commercials and politicians. I mean, how did we swallow all this stuff that if you use this toothpaste, it makes you more sexy no matter what you look like? You know, if your breath smells this way, then you're sexy to somebody. You know, and sexiness comes from your own pheromones that the mouthwash is trying to cover up. So where's all this stuff coming from? You know, we only got a few more minutes. Heather, in the classes, we've probably run 60, 70 people through in the last few months or so. And we need more. We need more of you coming out to be a part of helping get this to the public. For every one person that we have that calls us about classes and wanting to help and wanting to put this in their office. We have 500 people who need to be seen, and their stories are just outrageous, and we want to help them all. And we're all just kind of working ourselves silly, trying to get them all done. We've doubled our staff. We've doubled our phone lines.
Mm-hmm. And we want to double our practitioners out there. We're overwhelming our practitioners at this point, which is why we need to get more people in here to learn this. It's an awesome, awesome new science and so worthwhile, and it could help so many people. And we expanded our classroom. We've had to move from one classroom in our new building to an even bigger room, which I think says volumes about how this is growing, Sherry. It makes me really happy.
and people are, it's more than awed by what's going on. We had one guy in class who had a backache for 3 years, and the little back box that we have for people took it away in 10 seconds.
Yeah, he was amazed.
And the people end up crying because they thought there was no hope. We had one lady in last week that thought there was absolutely no hope for her being out of pain for her fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
So what medicine is telling you, what conventional medicine is telling you, don't swallow it. What your insurance company is telling you, don't swallow it. What the ad companies and the newspapers and the news, don't swallow it. Jump on to BBS Radio. Listen to all the hosts. Find the truth. All of them are there to support you and to support your dominion of being who you are. One at a time, we'll make it. And we'll make a difference, and we'll move forward. Gotta go, Heather. That was a quick hour, wasn't it?
Yes, it sure was. I can't wait till next week.
So if you have any requests about who you want us to do a vocal print on, and we do have Don's vocal print, people. I don't know if he'll let us publish it, but we have it. And Seth, if you're listening as a producer here, we'll do your print and put it out there. And I think if we all begin to tell the truth and reveal who we are one at a time, it'll be a better world. Until next week, thanks, Heather. We'll
Thank
be back
you.
On Sunday.
Bring it on down to my house, honey. I need company. Well, the picture on Sunday, he can save his soul, but he can't keep his hands off of that jelly roll. Bring it on down to my house, honey. Ain't nobody home but you. Bring it on down to my house, honey. It sure looks good to me.